Welcome to Control Plus Talk. This is Anthony and Kate, and you've sent us a ton of articles about bringing Rust into the Linux kernel.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely causing a lot of strong opinions out there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a pretty heated debate. Some people are saying it's
for sure
going to be amazing for security. Other people are saying it's going to be a complete disaster.
Well, we can try to break it down for you.
Yeah.
And give you the rundown of what's going on.
Yeah, so I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with Linux, but can you give us just a quick overview of what is it about Rust that's causing all of this commotion?
So the heart of the issue is memory safety.
Okay.
So most security vulnerabilities in software, including the Linux kernel, come down to how memory is managed.
Right.
And C, the language that the kernel is primarily written in gives developers a lot of control over memory. But that also means it's easy to make mistakes.
Mistakes that can lead to some pretty bad exploits.
Exactly. Things like buffered overflows, where you accidentally write data outside the allocated memory space.
Right.
Or dangling pointers, where you're trying to access memory that's already been freed up.
Yeah.
These can crash your system or allow attackers to inject malicious code.
So Rust is kind of being held up as this potential solution to all of these problems.
That's the idea.
Okay.
So Rust uses a system of ownership and borrowing, which essentially means the compiler acts like a very strict librarian. It keeps track of who has access to what piece of memory and enforces rules that prevent these common memory errors from happening in the first place.
So less chance of accidentally blowing things up.
Exactly.
Okay, so Greg Crowe Hartman, who's one of the lead Linux kernel developers, I know he's a big proponent of Rust, and he even said,
he had a great quote where he said, "The majority of bugs in Linux are due to the stupid little corner cases in C that are totally gone in Rust."
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is.
But he seems pretty confident.
And I think it really highlights the potential impact that Rust could have on the stability and security of the Linux kernel.
But it's not all sunshine and roses, is it? I mean, we also have some pretty prominent figures pushing back pretty hard against this whole thing.
Absolutely. Krzysztof Helwig, another veteran kernel developer, has been very vocal in his opposition.
Yeah, and what's his main?
His argument is that bringing Rust into the kernel is like introducing a foreign element.
Okay.
A complexity that will inevitably lead to more problems down the line.
He even compared it to cancer.
He did. It was pretty
pretty strong analogy.
Strong analogy, yeah, to say the least.
So it sounds like kind of a classic clash of philosophies.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you have this potential for greater security and fewer bugs.
Right.
And on the other hand, you have this added complexity and the potential for new headaches that we just don't even know about yet.
And right in the middle of this tug of war, you have Linus Torvalds.
Right.
The creator of
Linux. The man himself.
Making a pretty decisive move, he stated publicly that he will merge Rust code into the kernel, even if some maintainers object.
Wow, so he's putting his foot down.
He is.
What do you think is driving that decision? Is it just purely about security, or are there other things that play?
I think it's a combination of things. Security is obviously a major concern, especially with Linux being used in so many critical systems.
Right.
But there's also the question of attracting new talent.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rust has gained a reputation as a modern developer-friendly language, and embracing it could help bring in a new generation of contributors to the Linux kernel.
It's not just about fixing the existing problems. It's also about making sure that the project stays relevant and
future-proofing.
Yeah, stays healthy and active.
Exactly. But it's important to remember that this is a complex issue with strong arguments on both sides. Even if Rust lives up to its promise of improved memory safety, it's not a silver bullet.
So what are some of the downsides or challenges that we should be aware of?
Well, for starters, there's the learning curve for developers who are used to working with C.
Right.
Integrating Rust into such a massive and complex code base will require a lot of careful planning and execution.
Yeah.
And even with Rust's safety features, there will still be bugs, just different kinds of bugs.
It's not going to magically eliminate human error.
Exactly. And then there's the question of how this shift will impact the existing community of C developers who have dedicated countless hours to building and maintaining the kernel.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we've kind of laid out the battlefield here.
We have.
We've got the key players and what's at stake.
Right.
But now I want to zoom out a little bit and get your take on the bigger picture.
Sure. What are you curious about?
What does this mean for the future of Linux? What does it mean for open source software as a whole?
That's where things get really fascinating. I mean, you think about it, the Linux kernel is the foundation for so many systems, from, you know, servers and cloud infrastructure to mobile devices, embedded systems. I mean, you name it.
It's everywhere.
So if this Rust integration actually works, it could have a huge impact on the whole tech world.
So you're saying this could be like a turning point, not just for Linux, but for how we think about software security in general?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, if Linux, with its reputation for being, you know, stable and reliable,
Doc solid,
makes this change and it works, it could give other projects the push they need to, you know, try out these memory safe languages like Rust.
It could lead to this whole new wave of software that's just inherently harder to attack.
That's the hope. It's not just about patching things up after the fact. It's about preventing these problems from happening at the source.
Let's play devil's advocate for a second. What if this whole Rust integration doesn't work? What if it ends up causing more problems than it solves?
I mean, that's definitely a valid concern, right?
Yeah.
I mean, adding a new language to a project as big and as complex as the Linux kernel, that's a huge undertaking. It's going to take a lot of time and planning, a lot of people working together to get it right.
And even if they do everything right, there could still be unexpected problems.
Of course, you never know what might happen. We could see performance issues, compatibility problems, even new security vulnerabilities because of how the C and the Rust code interact.
So it sounds like this is a calculated risk with some potentially huge benefits, but also some pretty big risks as well.
Exactly. And it's going to be super interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
The Linux community is known for its rigorous testing and its willingness to learn from its mistakes. So I'm pretty confident that they'll approach this with a lot of care and dedication.
This whole debate seems to have really exposed some pretty deep divisions in the community, right?
It has.
You have people who are like, totally gung-ho about Rust.
Right.
And then you have people who are completely against it.
Absolutely. And everything in between.
It's kind of a classic example of what happens when you try to make a really big change to something that's been around for a long time.
To an established community, you're going to have different opinions, different priorities, and different levels of comfort with change.
And in some ways, I think that's actually a good sign.
How so?
Well, it means that people are engaged.
Yeah.
And they care about the future of the project.
That's a good point. And ultimately, I think all of this back and forth, it's going to make the Linux kernel stronger. Mm. I mean, it's forcing everyone to take a step back and really examine what they believe, to think critically about the trade-offs that are involved, and to try to come up with solutions that work for everyone.
It's almost like this is going to forge something new and better out of all of this disagreement.
That's a great way to put it. And I think it's important to remember that this isn't just about the technology. It's about the people who write the code, who use the code, and the values that underpin the entire open source movement.
So it's not just about the code itself, it's about the community and the culture that surrounds it.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole story so interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's like this microcosm of all the challenges and opportunities that we face in the wider tech world.
It's like how to adapt to change, embrace new ideas, and find ways to collaborate even when people have very different opinions.
That's it. And I really believe that whether this Rust integration works or not, it's going to come down to how well the Linux community handles all of these social and cultural dynamics.
So can they build consensus? Can they address people's concerns?
Right.
Can they find a way forward that everyone can live with?
Exactly. And if they can do all of that, it's going to be a real testament to the power of open source and its ability to evolve and adapt.
That's a really interesting perspective. And it makes me wonder if this shift toward memory-safe languages does catch on in the open source world, what happens to languages like C and C++? Are they going to become obsolete?
I think that's a question that a lot of C and C++ developers are asking themselves.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's no easy answer. C and C++ are incredibly powerful languages, and they're not going to go away overnight.
But it does feel like things are changing.
Things are definitely changing. The focus more security is only going to get stronger.
Right.
And languages like Rust that are built with memory safety in mind are becoming more and more popular.
So what would you say to a C or C++ developer who's listening to this and maybe feeling a little bit nervous about all of this?
I would say don't panic.
Okay.
Your skills are still valuable.
Hmm.
And there's going to be a need for C and C++ expertise for a long time.
But it's probably a good idea to start branching out.
Yeah, learning a memory-safe language like Rust would be a smart move.
Okay.
Not only will it make you a more well-rounded developer, but it will also give you a better understanding of what the future of software development might look like.
So it's not just about learning new languages.
Right.
It's about staying curious, staying informed, and being open to new ways of doing things.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
We talked earlier about how this whole Rust and Linux thing could have a ripple effect on the rest of the open source world.
We did.
I mean, Linux is often seen as a leader in the open source community, so do you think other projects will follow suit?
I think it's definitely possible other large open source projects might see the benefits that Linux is getting from Rust in terms of security and stability and decide to give it a try themselves.
And that could lead to this whole wave of new open source software that's just inherently more secure and reliable.
That's the hope. But of course, there are some potential downsides to think about, too.
Like what?
Well, one concern is that having to deal with both C and REST code could make it harder for new people to contribute to open source projects.
That's a good point. Open source thrives on people being able to easily jump in and contribute.
Right.
If it becomes too difficult to learn,
exactly,
it could discourage newcomers and ultimately hurt innovation.
So if we want this shift towards memory-safe languages to be successful in open source, we have to find ways to make these languages easier to learn and more accessible.
Maybe through better documentation, more tutorials, or even mentorship programs where experienced developers can help new people get up to speed.
Those are all great ideas, and I think the tools that developers use are going to need to improve as well.
To better support these multi-language projects?
Exactly.
It's a challenge, for sure, but it's also a really exciting opportunity to rethink how we do open source development and how we can make it even more inclusive and welcoming.
I completely agree. And speaking of challenges and opportunities,
if you're a developer and you're listening to this and you're feeling a little overwhelmed by all of these changes, I just want to remind you about a fantastic resource, Albion.is.
They're a top-tier DevOps consultancy.
They can help you make sense of all the latest trends in technology, including things like Rust.
They've got a great team of experts who love helping developers succeed, and they can give you the guidance and support you need to navigate all of these exciting changes.
So if you're feeling lost, reach out to them. They can help you stay ahead of the curve and take advantage of all the amazing opportunities that are out there.
The future of software is being written right now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible to be a part of it.
It is. And on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us on Control Plus Talk. We'll be back soon with another stack of articles and another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, keep coding. Keep learning and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Okay, so we're almost out of time here, but before we go, I want to make sure our listeners walk away with something concrete. You know, they sent us all these articles about Rust and the Linux kernel. So what's the one big takeaway? What should they be thinking about?
Well, I think the key point here is that we're seeing a really big shift happening in software development. The focus on security is pushing us toward languages like Rust, and the Linux kernel being as important as it is right at the center of all of this.
And like we talked about before, it's not just about the technology itself, right? It's about the people and the culture and the values of open source.
Exactly. This whole Rust integration is going to live or die based on whether the Linux community can adapt and work together and make sure everyone's concerns are addressed. It's a real test case for how open source can handle a change this big.
And if it works in Linux, it could have a ripple effect across all of open source. We might see all sorts of projects switching to these memory-safe languages, which could mean a whole new generation of software that's just inherently safer and more reliable.
It's definitely an exciting possibility, but it's not going to be easy. We need to make sure that these languages are easy for new people to learn. We need to make sure that the people who are already working on these projects feel like they're being heard. And we need to develop tools that can handle all of this multi-language stuff.
So for all the developers out there listening, what can they do to stay ahead of the curve with all of this?
I would say be curious, keep learning it, dive into Rust, explore what's happening with C and C++, get involved in the open source community. This is a field that's constantly changing, so the more you learn, the better prepared you'll be.
Great advice. And of course, if anyone's looking for some help along the way, don't forget about Albion.is. They can provide the expertise and support you need to make sense of all of this and really take your skills to the next level.
The future of software is literally being written right now, and it's really exciting to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us on Control Plus Talk. We'll be back soon with another stack of articles and another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, keep coding, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.